ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
My name is Liang Ge.
Chinese author Liang Ge has a secret.
Actually, I have a quite secret occupation. I'm also a books love writer.
Yes, that's right, a boys love writer. It's also known as Dunmei fiction in China. And these authors are penning bromance and homoerotic fiction, manga and animation. And it's a challenging time for them in China at the moment because some boys love or Dunmei authors have been targeted by the police and even sent to jail for their sexually explicit fiction.
I published several books secretly, but I will not disclose my secret pen names here.
Some Dunmei or boys love authors, like Liang Ge, hide their true identity behind pen names because they fear being targeted by the police, even though the genre is not actually banned in China.
I have this concern all the time as a Dunmei writer, and there's no a clear line between what is allowed and what is not allowed.
This is Banned Books. I'm Sarah Lestrange, and I'm taking a look at recent book bans around the world to try to put my finger on what it is about certain books that attracts the censors. In this episode, I'm focusing on China, which has a long history of censorship. And I'm going to tell you about the enormously popular web fiction trend, which has managed to evade the censors until now. In 2018, the author of a homoerotic boys love or Dunmei story was jailed for printing one of their works. The full name of the author hasn't been revealed, although their pen name is Tiani. And Tiani was jailed for 10 years. That's a big price to pay for writing escapist fiction. Before we get into the details of Tiani's situation, let's look more closely at what Dunmei is, where you can read it, why it's so popular, and why writers are worried.
It was imported from Japan in the late 1990s.
Liang Ge isn't just an author of boys love or Dunmei fiction, but is a scholar at the prestigious UK university King's College London. And they're studying Dunmei culture in China and East Asia.
The Chinese own boys love culture has developed its own features and characteristics. It has remained as a blooming and flourishing popular culture among the Chinese younger generations.
My name is Megan Walsh, and I'm the author of The Subplot, What China is Reading and Why It Matters.
It turns out what China is reading is a lot of web fiction, from Dunmei to science fiction to crime fiction. This web fiction is very different in themes and style from what's thought of as traditional Chinese literature, which in the modern era is connected to ideas about national identity, and it's dictated by the Communist Party.
President Xi Jinping has made it very clear that he wants art to toe the party line, and he uses expressions such as wanting the arts to be like sunshine and blue skies and a cool spring breeze. And they're all sort of euphemisms for just, in whichever way possible, making sure that art doesn't contradict national versions of history, Communist Party versions of history. And there's a sort of degree of optimism and upbeatness to that sort of messaging. But that's certainly not what people are writing.
The notion of artistic censorship in China is not a new one, and it's taking a toll on Chinese authors and the publishing industry. For example, the China Writers Association has to uphold Chinese Communist Party artistic values. And Megan Walsh says Chinese publishers are nervous about publishing books that might attract state sanction.
self-censorship is a much more pernicious force, really, in China than top-down censorship is these days.
China now produces and consumes the largest amount of web fiction in the world. Megan Walsh puts the number of internet fiction to have come out of China at 500 million works. 500 million!
And it's the biggest internet fiction industry in the world by far. But there is a degree of similarity within the texts that are being produced just because they're published every day. Some people are writing 10,000 words a day. Some of the best are writing 20,000 words a day. It's pretty low quality, a lot of it.
But by publishing on the internet, Chinese web authors have gained a lot of freedom. And on the whole, internet fiction authors have been left alone because the stories they're writing are escapist page turners.
So they tend to sort of fall along gender lines. For male readers, they have been about sort of egotistical superheroes who, within a, I guess, a sort of Chinese cultural context, rise up the ranks as you would in a computer game to be the most supreme being in a multidimensional universe. And then for the sort of female narratives, it's very romance heavy. And it's usually a sort of lowly girl who is not noticed by most people. And then a sort of billionaire tycoon falls for her, or, an emperor spots her and thinks she's absolutely fantastic. And, you know, that's 100 chapters. If I were to be so very reductive, they're the two main lines.
So by and large, Chinese web fiction isn't very subversive, but given the explosion of the genre's popularity, it's getting more attention from the authorities.
So it was a sort of business model. It's like free market fiction. People were writing to make money through this, but it did start sneaking in inadvertently subversive ideas. And now that it has grown to these sort of gargantuan proportions, it is officially being, from the top down, cracked down on, yes.
Some high-profile authors have even lost access to their work.
To make sure that they don't have all their hard work cancelled, often things get locked, people can no longer access the work they've been sort of churning out every single day. Sex is a sort of no-go area, obviously politics is, but I think that was never something that people were writing about online. There are certain genres which were becoming more racy, and those have really been cracked down upon.
There's another issue playing out here. You see, while Dunmei is a romance between two men, it's largely written and read by young women and girls who identify as heterosexual.
Until recently, it is the most popular genre for girls to read online.
Now, the fact that women are the biggest fans of Dunmei fiction in China is seen as subversive by the authorities, because there's a misguided belief that Dunmei fiction, which is about boy-to-boy love, not heterosexual relationships, is a contributing factor to China's low birth rate. Stay with me here. So the state, which wants women to partner and have more babies, is trying to discourage women from writing and reading this fiction. Another part of the crackdown relates to the fact that in China, pornography is illegal, although once again, the rules aren't clear and mostly are related to printed matter. So the fact that the Dunmei genre often contains both erotica and homosexual content, well, it's more exposed to possible censorship.
There was one TV adaptation of a novel where two men were seen kissing for the first time on television, which people were very excited about, and it was very thrilling, but then that instantly was retracted, taken down, and it, I think, sort of really drew the fire of censors at that point, realising that this genre could be used as a way to push forward certain ideas that the government really didn't want to be pushing.
So Dunmei web dramas are now banned, but the fiction isn't. It all depends on whether the work is printed as a book or on the web. And that's because of pre-internet pornography censorship rules. So once a work is printed, old school, on paper, these anti-pornography rules are being applied.
So one quite interesting or funny example I can use is a book very widely known that may work. It's called Saye. And this work is by a very top-ranking Deme writer called Wu Jue. And it's about two male high school students and about their struggling and their love during their high school and their college life. And in the printed books of this novel, all the I love you love confession between the two male heroes are transformed to thank you.
Replacing the words I love you with thank you, I guess, is one way to dodge censorship in China. So far, I've given you the broad background to help make sense of Tiani's story. This author is in her mid-30s and is serving a 10-year jail term for printing her Dunmei novel, Gong Zhan, as a book. Now, not much is publicly known about Tiani, except that her surname is Liu. She's from a rural area in China's Gansu province, and she's written a number of Dunmei works which are known for their explicit sex scenes. Liang Ge has followed her case.
I've read this book before it was banned and before the writer was sentenced to 10 years. And the story is quite simple. It's just about the kind of sexual story and love between a high school teacher and his student.
Now, Liang Ge agrees. The fact that the romance is between a teacher and student is problematic.
So you can see this case is quite sensitive. Whatever the location in the world, it contains a lot of explicit sex scenes between the two male protagonists. And it's also gained quite a lot of popularity among the Chinese Deme readers. So I think it's also why the writer Tian Yi was sentenced to 10 years. It's quite heavy and abnormal compared to other cases of Deme writers who were criminalized.
Given the huge amount of web fiction published in China each year, it's possible that this book could have escaped the attention of authorities entirely. But that all changed when the author printed a few thousand copies of the book and made them available for sale. The sexually explicit nature of the story meant it attracted the attention of the police. Of course, the police didn't know Tiani's true identity because Tiani is her pen name, not her real name. So in order to track her down, the police laid a trap. First, they bought the printed book online. Then, they returned the book to the seller with a tracking device. And the tracking device led the police straight to Tiani and her creative team.
So they found both the seller and the writer and the book designer.
So Tiani wasn't the only person sentenced to prison. The designer and the bookseller were too, though they received shorter sentences.
So I just want to mention the book designer. She's quite young and she was born in the 1990s and she was sentenced to 4 years just because she designed the book cover and did the typesetting of the book.
Mm, yeah. That's going to ruin your life, right?
Yeah. She was quite young in 2018 and she got the criminal record. Life would be quite hard for her in mainland China.
In the Dunmei community, there were different reactions to Tiani's prison sentence. Liang Ge says some were horrified that Tiani was jailed, but other Dunmei fans believed the explicit nature of the story was inappropriate for teenagers.
So they think the publishing of this book, this kind of book, is obscene and should be banned for this genre.
But the real question here is whether Tiani deserved to go to jail for printing her Dunmei story.
No, absolutely not. Because they have the right to write the male homoeroticism or other books, for example, like the female-female romance. And I don't think any author should be sentenced or criminalized because of their writing this genre.
Liang Ge believes it would be better if there was an official rating system for books in China. But as no official rating system exists, the Dunmei community has stepped in to fill that void.
The major Chinese Dunmei website called Xinjiang Literature City has published their own rating system, and the rating system is really easy. They marked all of the Dunmei works as only people over 18 should read this genre because it contains content that is closely related to sexual minorities.
Of course, none of this helps Tiani right now. PEN International and Human Rights Watch did make statements about her case when she was sentenced, but she's still serving her 10-year jail term. As to the future of Dunmei, Megan Walsh is cautiously optimistic about the possibility of web fiction to nurture emerging writers and even herald a new era in Chinese literature.
I sort of feel like most people who read quite a lot of Chinese fiction, a sort of mixture of, I guess, continued excitement and respect, and at the moment, a degree of worry and exhaustion about what kind of climate people are writing in. And we can only really wait and see what kind of stuff emerges from it. But I think this is very much a new era now. So I look forward to seeing what they're going to be writing, yes.
Despite the crackdown on Dunmei authors, Liang Ge feels inspired to keep writing. After another Dunmei author, who was incarcerated for 3 years, was released from prison and immediately took to the web.
She soon published a Weibo post, the Chinese social media platform, saying that, "I'm back. I will still write Dunmei works. I will keep chasing my dreams. I will not discourage any of my readers." So I was so moved by this post. Yeah, it's quite encouraging as well as a Dunmei writer and reader.
Unfortunately, it's no surprise that censorship and book banning and even the imprisonment of authors occurs in China. But what's interesting are the parallels between different countries. In China, it's books about sex and sexual orientation that are a problem. But it's the same story in the US and in Australia, as we'll discover in the next episode of Banned Books. I'm Sarah Lestrange. Thanks for joining me.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.